Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
After 99 days, the landmark 20th season of Big Brother comes to an end, but not without a live eviction, a live proposal, and a live winner reveal. But lucky for us, the real stories began when the cameras stopped rolling. Welcome to the season finale of AfterBuzz TV's Big Brother After Show. Let's go!
Woo! You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is my favorite song, y'all. For now.
Do you remember when I suggested we play Black Eyed Peas from, like, 2007?
You always love the throwbacks.
I like the throwbacks.
Here we go, here we go.
Thursday.
Losing all my innocence. I don't even know what they're saying.
I don't either. This is what I need you guys to hear, though, for these songs. Good evening, guys. I'm Bryce McClay. Welcome to the season finale of AfterBuzz TV's Big Brother After Show. This is our final show, and I'm a little emotional about it.
I'm a lot emotional about it. I've grown really attached and connected to these contestants.
I agree.
These house guests.
Sitting next to me are my favorite housemates. Jessica Williams.
What's up, guys? So I am so excited about tonight. As you guys can tell, our energy is like on level 10, and we're like, let's go.
It's
level 6.
Hi,
everyone.
And I ate fondue before I came in today.
Charles Connolly.
Hi, I'm Charles Chenmoudvez, and I'm officially back for the last episode. I've been gone a lot recently, y'all.
We missed you.
I know. I missed y'all too, and what I didn't miss was all the drama, because I was keeping up with the Big Brother drama and the feeds and all that stuff, even while I was away. It didn't disappoint all the way to finale night. We'll get into that later.
But. And sadly, we are still missing Morgan on our finale night, but I can only imagine that she's making cheers and excitement somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, we lost her on our way in. She was right with us,
but she just couldn't make it in.
She got off her leash.
And now, you guys, I don't have to do much spiel about don't watch the episode, because you have to be really stupid not to, to listen to this if you haven't seen the episode yet. So Celebrity Big Brother is coming back this winter. Mm-hmm. Who would Julie like to see in the house this time around? We'll tell you soon. Stay with us. But first, let's talk about this awesome place we get to work and what we get to do here at AfterBuzz TV.
Okay, so y'all know the drill. Y'all have been watching AfterBuzz for a while now. You know we make great content. So our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. Mm-hmm. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But here's the thing, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Mm-hmm. So by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. Personally, I like notifications. It's like validation, but whatever.
It's like somebody cares.
AfterBuzz cares, y'all. So if you hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well, let us know you did so in the comments, and we will thank you on air. So for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Absolutely. And thank you guys for tuning in to our live chat every week. We appreciate it. We love your comments. We love you guys participating. Just so you know, you can join the conversation by going to our YouTube channel and joining our live chat.
If there's one thing I love, it's a chat.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. All right. Okay. So a winner was crowned, and we're going to get to that. But I have to say, I want to talk about that surprise live not so stage proposal. I have to get your guys' thoughts on this, okay?
Oh my God.
Bailey and Swaggy C are engaged.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, so I think this is a perfect segue. Jessica, you and I have been panelists on this show for months, and I think that this is the great opportunity for me to propose
that we
talk about Swaley one final time.
Yes.
Swaggy and Bailey. So this proposal, I want to say it came as a shock, What was shocking was that it was a proposal. What wasn't shocking was that Swaggy pulled a stunt on finale night.
Of course.
And I thought, like, whenever Swaggy started talking about, Swaggy started talking about Bailey, I knew that something was going to go down. And when Swaggy approached Bailey, I was like, this isn't a proposal, is it? Like, clearly not. And then even the other housemates were like, proposal? Like, joking, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And even,
this is a proposal.
Even Bailey was like, no, it's not a proposal. And then Swaggy did the most Swaggy... C is for cringe, y'all, okay? Because this was so cringe. He proposed to Bailey on national television after knowing this girl for a few weeks.
23 days.
Okay, but to be fair, he knows her a lot better than she knows him. She's been sequestered this whole time. Right. He at least has met her family. He knows, like, I don't think that he's disingenuous. I just don't think that she has a clue what she's getting into.
That's such a good point because he's been able to also watch her every move 24/7.
Yes.
So he's like fallen more and more in love. But she clearly was like, I'm really still into you. And she loves the fact that he's been spending time with her family. Is it? Oh. It's the live chat.
Oh. No, see, we love chatting with y'all.
Sorry, I just totally interrupted. This is so ADD of me. I apologize.
It's fine. But I don't know. I have, like, so many different emotions. Because first off, can I just say that last night's finale literally personified what this entire season has been about.
Yes.
Surprises, expect the unexpected, juicy, good, riveting, sit on your edge, surprising. So I love last night for all of those reasons. It was a little uncomfortable, the proposal. Like, I don't know.
No. I thought Bailey was
happy. But then I was like, no, like, I just wanted them to all just, like, I love that Angela and Tyler's together, that Haley and Fessel.
There's so many showmances.
And I just wanted them, I know, right? This is like, boom, boom, pump them out like the Bachelor on crack.
Yeah.
Because the relationship's maybe actually real. Then the Bachelor, anyway. Yeah,
Why didn't they ask
Brent and
Winston if they were official?
Because we all know, girl.
You know what, though? This is actually the second proposal this season
because
we saw Nicole and Victor, which, by the way... Yeah. We didn't fully talk about it on the show, and some people were stalking me like, talk about it. So we're going to talk about it right now. This moment, they got proposed to.
Yeah.
And it happened. I mean, it was cute. It was kind of long.
No, that was great.
Was
but I mean,
really
that was like,
long,
that was like
nice.
the smallest thing that happened in that episode, sadly. I mean, happy for that.
It was just a feature. It was like a nice cute little feature.
It was like
maybe,
content.
But who do you guys think of all these showmances is going to make it?
Tyler and Angela.
Really?
Yes. Because they've been together for the longest. Like,
they probably know each other the best.
I don't think that Fessy and Haley are going to make it because I think Fessy's a little...
Haley's also in college.
Yeah. And she's gorgeous, and I think she's going
she's
to get hit on
unreal
a lot.
Unreal hot.
But Hessy, I just combined their names.
Hessy.
Fessy is very attractive. Like, I remember, like, the first episode, unfortunately... actions and like when you get to know people and their intellect, it kind
of
changes how they look. But I think that he's super attractive and I think that he's going to always be into her. And she is young and maybe she just, I don't know. Like, I think they're cute. I think
Tyler and Angela, like, but definitely the Bailey and Swaggy thing was cringy for me because I knew it was so clearly just for TV. Like, Swaggy wanted to capitalize on that moment so much.
Absolutely.
And when really what we all wanted to hear was Caitlyn speaking, just speaking anything.
He totally stole all the thunder from everybody else. Yeah. But I actually think that Bailey and Swaggy will make it. I actually think that for some reason
they have this connection over
everybody else. But I will say that so after this, Bryce Sander from another Bryce from Entertainment Tonight asked Bailey and Swaggy. I want to say Swaley so bad or Baggy.
Baggy.
I'm gonna call him Baggy.
Baggy.
Okay, so he asked Baggy if they had a bun in the oven, and they were pretty coy about it. They're like, we're not gonna talk about it. And then on Instagram today, on Swaggy's Instagram story, it had its post-it note that said "sex during pregnancy" on it, like that Bailey had written from the jury house.
Well,
to
and
Swaggy.
Then also,
Wait,
he posted a picture, Swaggy posted a picture of his diary, or Bailey posted a picture of her diary, Swaggy posted a picture of Bailey's diary or something, and in the diary it said, like, having a baby in one of the lines. So I'm not sure, and this all makes me think.
So is it confirmed? Like, I don't.
They're not going to confirm it. They're going to do some announcement, I'm sure.
This is what Swaggy wants. He wants us speculating, and he wants us to tune into their brand new TV special, Swaggy and Bailey.
He does. You're absolutely right.
Produced by Kris Jenner.
Yes. Officiated.
Yes, yes. Officiated. So I'm like cracking up because chat, you guys are live. First off, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes,
on
I
the
know
day
it's a day after.
After,
yeah.
But Mac, what's up, girl? Our old intern.
Mac, yeah.
She's joining us, but she's cracking me up. She says,
Mac attack.
Wait, where did it go? She said 48 days after Rockstar's birthday. Disgusting.
How dare you?
How dare they get engaged?
How dare they get engaged? 48 days after Rockstar's birthday.
Love this. And who else? We have someone that said, ew, Tangela is yuck. That was Mac also. And then Joshua said that, or Joseph said that Swaggy will do something stupid to reveal it in about a month. So they think a new stunt is coming.
Mm. So I guess the first double eviction was when Bailey got evicted.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, let's get to the meat and potatoes of the evening. Ooh. So Casey, last night, basically started with Casey evicting JC to be the final member of the jury. Mm-hmm. Were you guys at all surprised?
No, I wasn't at all surprised. I mean, yeah, no, because I knew that Casey's best chance of winning, like, well, she was going to be either one of them, mm-hmm. but she was loyal to Tyler, and her whole shtick the entire season was, like, being loyal and nice and mm-hmm. kind and not backstabbing anybody. So I think if she would have backstabbed Tyler, it would have, like, put a bad taste in everybody's mouth.
Yeah.
Not surprising at all.
Well, I kind of feel like, I mean, I completely agree. I wasn't shocked, but I just kind of feel like if she would have evicted Tyler, it would have been like,
that would have been pretty amazing.
I'm not surprised, but I am shocked at the lack of confidence that Tyler had with her choosing him.
Right.
He was scared all the way up until, like, you could just see it when she evicted JC. He had this big sigh of relief, and I was like, wow, because they should have been celebrating. Mm. They're both playing in the final round. Mm. It's like, we're going with each other, but they were still extremely nervous.
Well, and I was just going to ask you, Jess, what do you think of their pleas to the jury? Like, what did you think of Casey? And because I have an impression, but I talked to other people, mm-hmm. and they had the exact opposite impression of me.
Ooh,
so
that's such a good question. So let me say this. I went into it wanting Casey to win. I did. I've been a Tyler fan from the beginning. Tyler, Casey, and Haley have been my three.
Okay.
But I wanted Casey to win so much, and I could tell you why. You disagree. So
I do.
It's going to be good. Okay, good, good. I like a good disagreeal. But I think that Tyler was not as strong in his plea as I thought he would. He's done a lot.
I agree.
He was all over the place. It was not structured. And I think that he used words that were kind of belittling. Like, oh, I came in, I needed to develop people that follow me to do my every move. And his comments towards Sam and different things. It was like, oh, you kind of are pulling, oh, I hate to say it, but a Paul. Paul did not do a good job with his finale speech, which is why he didn't win. And so,
I
agree with you. And I think that he's totally screwed, just quickly, he's totally screwed his vote with Sam because of what he said.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, I mean, at the end, clearly, like, Casey's thing, like, she really didn't, she was just, like, nice and emotional, and Tyler was, like, word vomit. Like, he was saying a lot, and he had a lot to say and a lot to get out. And he was like, basically doing, like, a laundry list of his entire game. And I don't think that's what he needed to do. I think he just needed to, like, keep it short and concise and really plan on what he was going to say. And also, he didn't have a lot of time, so, like, Julie was cutting him off a lot. And,
But he was stuttering. He was, like, stumbling all over the place.
He was kind of frantic, and I don't think he showed the warmth. I also, I don't think that Angela being in jury helped
at all. No, I also agree with that.
Yeah. You say it didn't help him?
Right, because, like, they know that he was in a showman's with Angela. I think he should have either taken Angela to the end or JC to the end. I think he should have tried to win the last HOH.
I agree.
I don't know about evicting Casey, because then people would have been so mad at him. I think...
But he would have...
I don't know. I think Casey was such a comp beast. I really do. Like, I think she was a bigger comp beast than he was in the end. And, but anyway, so I guess Casey wins 5-4.
Yeah.
I was surprised by a lot of the votes, or, like, most of the votes, but she became the first lesbian in history to win the game, so that's awesome.
Wow,
congrats.
Yes.
Very good. That's amazing. Amazing. And I think... No, okay. But she...
Wait, Tyler's a lesbian too, right?
Yes, also.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yes. I think so. He's a conjoined twin with Shelley Poole, I'm telling you. I mean, I guess they've been separated. But are you guys happy that Casey won?
Yeah. I'm happy that Casey won, but I'm upset that Tyler didn't win. Like, I wanted Tyler to win more than Casey. I like Casey.
L'chaim, like, that's exactly how I feel.
I like Casey. Yeah. I think she's great. Yeah. I think, like, this was a great final, too. I just think that the jury got it wrong.
See, I just think that Tyler played such an epic game, and I will always credit him for that, but mm-hmm. it was flawed in many areas, and most of it was with jury management. He overplayed his hand a lot in times that he did not need to.
Yeah.
And I do feel that Casey, though she did have a very calm and concise speech, she did not give herself as much credit as she should have.
Yes.
And I know that she kind of took a different route of trying to expose her social game because of the question was like, okay, so you want all these vetoes, great. Mm-hmm. You didn't use them, so what else did you do? And I think that she should have been like, listen, I was like the backbone of level six because all the times that we needed to win to secure the mm-hmm. vote, mm-hmm. I won. I mm-hmm. came through. Otherwise, mm-hmm. people, and she could be like, sorry, like me winning and not using the veto made all of you be there in jury, but I'm like the bodyguard of this alliance, and we would not have succeeded if it wasn't for me coming in and scooping and saving the
day. And then,
so I'm happy that she won, despite the fact that she did not get to say all of that.
Yeah, and even if they were to try to take a shot at Casey, it literally would not have happened because she would, like, if they wanted to backdoor her, if they would put her up on the block in the beginning, she won five vetoes. Like, you're not going to get rid of somebody who wins the veto every time. Mm-hmm. It's just impossible. So,
yeah.
She was a good game player, a comp beast. But she hid behind Tyler a little bit, which maybe was her strategy.
I think that people are a little bit turned. I think for me, at least, it's a little bit of an off-putting only because we saw how, like, Tyler had to get blood on his hands, and he did. He made these moves and different stuff, and Casey played a much safer game.
Yeah.
So I think that's it. But I do want to say, I have Throwback Thursday. I have our very first clip. I want to show a clip of our very first average show this year. I want to show you how awesome our panel is at predicting the winners. Take a look.
Oh, I haven't seen this. Yay.
I look different.
You do. You look way more attractive.
You know, I watched on the feeds JC and Tyler kind of having a strategy talk, and Tyler is going to be seen as more of a threat because he won the first HOH. Mm-hmm. JC knows his stuff. Like, he kind of has that game.
So Alex picked JC. I think we missed that part.
Okay. So she picked JC. If he can kind of just, like, calm it a bit, mm-hmm. he's going to go far.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What about you, Jessica?
Well, she says JC. I say Casey. Oh. I believe that she is really strong, and I think that she has the ability to go under the radar right now because she did lose the first competition, and she is in an alliance. But I think that once she has to step up, she's going to step up, and people are going to be shocked. So she, mm-hmm. you know, she's playing floater without actually floating.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Oh. I'm going to start with my first, and then I'm going to go into some other subdivisions because okay. I have...
Okay. Look at you roll your eyes.
She, like, word vomits so bad. So I think that Casey, I think she's my pick. I think she'll go far. But if I had to go and, like, make some other guesses, I think JC's going to go far. I think Scott... it's going to go far. Okay. And I think Haley, I think if she can control kind of the flirting,
I think, they all made it
I think
like
she's playing
seven.
A really good social game. Yeah. We'll see.
I don't know. I think,
but I would, Casey, number one, sorry.
Okay. No. Right.
Did I word vomit enough
you
for
did
you?
You did good.
Because I called you out on it.
I love this. Shoulders. Alex, you need to come back more.
Please invite me. I'm always here to come back.
You can come back. Alex, you need time.
Right.
My favorite. All right, so I think I agree with you guys. I have two kind of front runners, but I think Tyler has a really strong shot, and I think that Casey has a really strong shot. I like her.
See, I'm just telling everybody. Cut it out. You guys, I mean, that's pretty good. We gotta pat ourselves. Yes. Charles, I'm sorry that you weren't there.
No, I was there. That was me.
I'm pretty sure.
I just got
Charles just transitioned.
Well, that is so amazing. So why do you guys think that Casey won the jury vote over Tyler? I mean, do you think that it was just better relations or that
I think it was like several factors. I think that she didn't expose a lot of her game. She kept it concise and short, and she, like, we saw it last season. We saw that, like, Josh got the votes, but most of that was just to spite Paul.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that some of the jury was maybe feeling that same kind of way. They wanted to kind of spite Tyler, and Casey connected with people so well in this season. Like, anytime you saw her on the feeds, she was really making those deep connections with the other housemates, and I think that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Plus, absolutely.
On top of that, plus, I think that the fact that she did so well performance-wise in the end of the season, that gave the jury, like, reason to believe that she did actually deserve to win over Tyler. Like, they could say, one, they felt a connection with her, and two, they could say, well, she did perform well. It's not like she didn't make any moves. Like, she did win a bunch of vetoes, so that was enough for them to vote for her.
Yeah, I mean, just she just played such a smart game. I mean, in her connection with people, because I think that JC had a good social game. He was able to play both sides, and so did Brett. But they weren't 100% genuine. Like, they were making relationships, and then they were dogging the people out in the diary session. And I think that Casey was just genuine.
Yeah.
Like, even the moment that Haley was going to go home, she comforted her and was like, hey, girl. And she never lied.
Yeah.
Tyler would be like, no, I got you. You're good. And the next day, both them out. Yeah. So I think that there's something to be said about loyalty. And I am a loyal person in real life, and I root for loyalty. So it excites me that she won on those premises. Now, I think that playing the game, you got to sometimes, you know, lie and be a little dirty. I'm okay with that, too, for the gameplay. But it's just so refreshing.
But is this how you win Big Brother now?
That's what I was... That was a conundrum. That was a question I was going to ask you guys. Because you can't play...
It's the hardest way.
And that's what Dan... You remember you in The Power of Tweedo, you showed Dan's tweet from last week that said, you can't play this Machiavellian game that he played. You can't...
Oh, you can't, like, word.
You know... Well, that's what he used. It wasn't my word. But he... Yeah, I learned it last week.
Yeah, we all did. I was like, mischievous.
But I mean, you can't play this... this, like, strategic, you know, backstabby sort of game anymore because it just doesn't work.
And, you know, whenever I started picking up on that was actually Celebrity Big Brother, the U.S. version with Ross and Marissa. Ross was the one throughout the entire game making the big moves. And then at the end, I was like, okay, Ross is going to win. And Marissa won because she's sweet and bubbly and nice.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. Is this how you win Big Brother? Like,
but again, that was also one of those situations where these people, I think when they get into the house too, like, and I feel like Tyler did it a little bit last night. They get into the final two situation, and it's the Paul effect. You don't take responsibility, and I always felt that Ross didn't take the responsibility that he needed to in order to, like, sway the jury to be like, here's what I did. Like, this is just gameplay. And I just even felt, even when Tyler was saying, like, you know, it's, I've got all of this love for you guys, it didn't seem genuine.
It didn't.
Yeah.
But Casey's did.
It did. And so he didn't do a good job at explaining exactly what he did. Even the whole app thing. We understand the power app, the power of his app. Right, but it was all rambling. Like, I don't think people really understood. Right. He should have just been more concise and said, I had a power that I could use for 2 months. Number one, the fact that I did not have to use that power is an epic gameplay. Number two, I didn't want to use it because I did not want to throw my team members under the bus.
Yes.
That's honorable. And number three, I didn't tell anyone because I did not want to add to the, you know, whatever it is. So he, but that whole, like, oh, hey, Casey, by the way, I have the power app. Oh, sorry, Angela, I never told you. It just was like you're adding this in the middle of your argument.
And like, I just hated the way that he, I mean, like, as much as Sam just perturbs me, like, in terms of her gameplay, not as a person, but I just, as much as, like, I did not like the way that what he was saying about her. He's like, I had to, like, rope in Sam and lock her in because I knew, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you don't need to say all that. You don't need to do that, really.
Yeah, I really did feel bad for Sam because I think that she had just this strong realization of how she thought this guy who was her ride or die had been playing her the whole time.
Right.
By the way, I love her black hair.
Oh, I don't.
What's wrong with
that?
No,
I do. You know, you're right.
She don't look all farmy. Like, she has a little bold flair.
I like it.
Well, so Casey told Brian Perica from The Hollywood Reporter Texas. That she knew that she could beat Tyler. Casey said that she knew that she could beat Tyler. Do you think that she really knew? Because I had a lot of reservations about this.
About her beating Tyler?
Well, no. I knew that she could beat Tyler. I just didn't know that she knew she could beat Tyler.
I think she knew she could beat him.
She said that because he was getting a lot of blood on his hands and that she wasn't.
Yeah.
That's what did it. But I just.
Who do you think
I actually agree, just real quick, on that point that you made, because you don't know where people stood with JC. She doesn't know how people left the house feeling with him.
Yeah.
And so that would have been a bigger gamble for him. At the very least, they rose to the same. She was like, we're both in the Secret Alliance. We both were in the final two, and we both got blood on our hands, but I won all these comps. You know? So she had a one up.
Right.
Who do you think that she would have lost to? Not even of the final three, but, like, of the whole... Like, if you had to pick one... Like, Haley?
If maybe she would have won against with the jury. The Hive, yeah.
With the jury, because of who the jury is.
Because it was all the Hive.
Yeah, you're right.
But, I mean, then you would still have Tyler, Angela. You'd have Tyler, Angela,
and
Brett.
Mm-hmm. And JC and Sam. Okay.
So maybe not, just depending on how it goes. But I agree. We talked about this,
like,
last
couldn't
week.
Have Casey,
we, like,
Casey could have beat anyone.
Yeah,
now
she
could have
beat anybody.
But only at the end...
But see, if Ailey had gotten out Tyler like she wanted to, then I think that Ailey would, it would have been a lot more even than I think we are thinking.
Yeah. She had a beautiful sense of protection from her alliance, which, by the way, hands down, the Level 6 Alliance is one of the best alliances that has ever played this show.
Yeah.
And that final two was probably the strongest. I don't think that there's been many occasions that you make a final two on day two and you both get to final two.
Well, and I,
except Derek and Cody,
But I also think that this was one of the finales that in years, this is that two people equal, I mean, maybe not just absolutely equally, but very close, equally deserve to win.
Yeah.
There's been
in the last six, 7 years, that has not happened.
I was happy with final two. I just was angry at the who person who won.
Yeah. Did you turn it to Sam?
So who did you think should have voted for him that didn't vote
Sam.
For him?
Sam. I agree. Oh. I think so too.
Ooh, and
JC voted for Tyler.
This is you have to play the game to the very end. They're sitting there looking like beach. Yeah, you know, they're looking like some beach cool kids. Yeah. By the way, their outfits were matching. Side note, I digress. but you know, like he should have factored that in because she is so convincing.
Oh.
Like she's so persuasive that you could. She's so easily persuaded that he could have said the most beautiful velvety things and she would have fallen right into it.
One thing is he wasted time on Bailey during his speech and he should have focused on Sam.
Which was not strategic. I'm so happy that you brought that up. Can I just say real quick the fact that I came after you because I needed a villain.
That made no sense.
No sense at all.
What?
And he never copped to the lie that he actually told on her in the house. He actually did say those words about Angela, about, you know, I'll use the veto if you put Angela up. He never copped to it. Right. So I don't understand what that apology
was. But I thought that was false. I thought he was confirming with her, in the...
It wasn't, he didn't say it the way that everyone is interpreting, that the house guests are interpreting
it. He did not say it verbatim, but that's what he insinuated.
Well, he was asking a question, people are saying, and Bailey thought that...
He was making a statement.
I thought that he was making that statement when I watched it, because he was like, oh, yeah.
Like, he was making
no, I didn't think that
He was making
an
assumption. It was like... It was like me asking Bryce, so if she comes down, Jessica's going to go up.
Yeah.
And so she was like, yeah. And he was like, okay, cool. Yeah. Like, it was like, that's what he wanted the answer to be.
He didn't want to be the one. She didn't want her to say, oh, then you're going up. That's what I thought.
We got to look into this a little bit, because I believe also in that same episode.
Yeah, somebody in the chat, tell us.
He said in the diary room that I am not going to be the one to be able to take out Angela, so someone else is going to have to go after her and take that shot early.
I don't remember that.
I remember him saying that, so he was trying to always find a way to not get Angela's blood on his hands.
But you know what is also true, and I've said this week after week, but actually what Derek said that week that he sat down with Julie when he came on the show, and he's like, the diary room messages, it harkened back to when I was watching the show last night, because I just thought about how Tyler, I was sitting there thinking about it, and I was like, the way that Tyler, if I were a jury member, making me feel was like bad. It was like, I have a bad taste in my mouth, and I think Bailey had a bad taste in her mouth about him. I think
that was blood.
I think... Yeah, right.
Literal blood in her mouth.
So good.
Like a rock star, all those people had bad taste in their mouth. And it just, and Casey was making them feel good. I really made a connection with all of you guys. It just is so important.
That's the strategy.
It's so important now. I mean, if any one of us were to go into the house, that would be my advice, to be you have to play personal games.
You have to
cultivate relationships.
Mm-hmm. You have to walk in the wake of destruction and put band-aids on people who have been stabbed in the back.
Just try to play the most honest game that you can. But I loved it, because every time Casey was speaking, it was like the choir. That back row, their hands were like, girl.
Yeah.
But can we talk, about the jury?
Yes, absolutely.
A little bit, the actual jury, because number one, love Dr. Will. And I see his little silver fox.
Oh,
Will is getting older. Yeah. But he's so good. I love the genuine excitement that the couches had when they found out that JC won a competition.
Oh, yeah, Scotty was so hyped.
Yes, finally he won a competition.
Yes.
And I love the way that Bailey annihilated Angela in her theory about... Casey and maybe you got played. What did she even contribute to level 6? Bailey's how about the fact that she, rode you alone, then won and kicked your ass out? Yeah. And I was like, I love that.
That was awesome.
Loved it.
I thought that, well, actually, this is a completely side note, but I was just thinking about it. So obviously, the crap that happened that we all want to know about has happened, outside of the house. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, let me see. If
I found out that most of these house guests want to move to LA now.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
this is where it's at.
Yeah, like, but I don't. I'm asking, like, what's the point? So, but it was if you're accounting, it's
if you're in accounting,
if you're in accounting.
I have an uncle in accounting.
Tyler, Swaggy, Bailey, Haley, Fessy, Rachel, Winston, Caitlin, and Angela, who either have moved here, live here, or are considering moving
house.
We don't have room for the all those people on
the
10.
No, it's good because you can come on our show.
There's no room on the 405.
Yeah, it's like, forget it. But I just don't know what the point is of that.
Well, I think they're trying to pursue their careers. Like, why do we all come to LA?
They're trying to get booked.
Yeah, now that they have that platform. I mean, Morgan, she's from Texas. You know, we're both from Texas, too. But Morgan, she moved here after. I was really surprised. Jessica Graff from last year, she actually lived in Los Angeles when she was on the show. Yeah. And then she moved to Texas to be with Cody.
God bless. Yeah.
And Elena's out there.
God bless Texas.
I don't know. It's just Texas and LA is where to be. I mean, listen, I say pursue your dreams.
Well, I think they want to get booked.
Use this opportunity, yeah.
I think they know that CBS and all of their, like, powers that be are in LA. So they're like, you know what? Let me move to LA for a year. Just get some money. And then I'll move back to my hometown, my comfort zone.
Here and
JC also lives here too. He lived here though.
He lived in West Hollywood.
And I think so did Angela and Caitlin also. They already lived here. Do you think JC is feeling bad? Do you think he's nervous about the way that he's been portrayed?
No.
Has he fully found out?
I think he's found out. Okay. Well, he's definitely found out by now, and I think he found out last night.
Well, so. I want that to be a show. Like, talk about an after show. Yeah. I don't think to just see reactions, because honestly, that's one of my favorite parts about bringing back the jury, or bringing out the jury and then bringing people who have been outcasted earlier in the season. But I don't feel bad that none of them got to talk, honestly.
Caitlin was so polarizing.
There was no scandal. I mean, there was scandal, but there was nothing this house was very transparent. It was very clear who was running it. It was very clear who lied to who. So normally when those people come back, they're like, oh, you'll never believe what so-and-so said about you in Diary. But there was none of that to share.
Right, right.
Yeah,
what's
Caitlin going to say?
Are you still in your relationship with your boyfriend?
Well, there was a little mess early on in the season, but that was about racism mess and.
But they don't talk the. They don't discuss those. Yeah, they wouldn't discuss
that
on the live show.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
Anthony, you can get that Haley Julie video ready if you want. But yeah, I think that you're right. I think that there was a little bit. It's a little polarizing, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, it's time for Chen Chatter. And since it is the season finale, the final Chen Chatter, we thought that we would play this video of Haley with all the adjectives that she used to describe Julie.
Yes. Oh, God.
Hi,
so good.
Hi, Julie. You look absolutely stunning.
Thank you. Hi, Haley.
Hello, Julie. You look breathtakingly beautiful.
Thank you so much. Hi, Haley.
Hello, Julie. You look ravishing.
Thank you. Hi, Haley.
Hi, Julie. You look extravagant.
Thank you. Hi, Haley.
Hi, Julie. You look iconic.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Haley.
Hi, Julie. You look astounding.
Thank you so much. Hi, Haley.
Hi, Julie. You look radiant.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Haley.
Well, I don't know if I can follow that. First of all, Julie, there are no words in my vocabulary to capture your beauty for the night. Second of all...
Use them all.
All of those words came from her Shakespeare.
Yeah, I know.
Punishment. I love that.
But Haley
so
said
much.
It best. We love Julie. Okay, so...
Okay, but Julie's like humble head nod after all of them. Thank
you. I know.
You.
Thank you
was
so much.
The best. She's
it
like,
was
thank
so
you.
Good.
It was, I know. And
obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. All right, a few months back, they... let's see, who was it? The Hollywood Reporter asked Julie who she would like to see on the second cycle of Celebrity Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned names like NeNe Leakes, Anthony Scaramucci, and Sean Spicer.
So,
it's coming back, I wanted to ask you guys who you would like to see. Maybe just name one person that you'd like to see.
Tanisha from Bad Girls Club.
Okay, that's
or to the back, right?
Or Tiffany New York Pollard. But she was
okay,
already
she
on
was
Celebrity
supposed
Big
to
Brother.
Be on the, she was,
yeah,
supposed,
she was, on
she
the,
was like
on
rumored for this
or
one.
Or I would love to see Lisa Rinna.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I think she has a secret
I think
conniving
she's done
social
some type
game.
Of house show. I mean, not the Real Housewives, clearly, but another type of house show.
House show.
I love the NeNe Leakes thing. I think that she would be dynamic.
Can you imagine if Julie Chen herself went into Celebrity Big Brother?
Who's going to host it then?
Who would dare to evict Julie Chen Moonves?
That would be so, so scary. Like,
maybe for my Julie next Chen, but not Julie Chen Moonves.
Julie Chen Moonves.
So here's the thing, though. They actually did like this little segment on The Talk a couple of years back where her and all of her hosts went in there and they played the game. Yeah. So we got to see a little sample of that. Yeah. Let's talk about this Anthony Scaramucci and Sean Spicer. Not the both of them.
If I had to choose, I would totally choose
Anthony over Sean.
Oh, yeah. No.
Absolutely. But Anthony is a show within himself. Who would you want to see?
Oh, my God. I'm getting so many ideas now.
Yeah.
Who would I want to see? I would want to see...
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, Kathy Griffin.
Oh, that would be good. God, I...
I want to think. So I'm trying to think of somebody who's a gamer. I mean, I really still want to see Matt Eisman.
Oh, like, yeah.
Who?
Matt Eisman from American Ninja Warrior. He's the host, but he's a huge Big Brother fan. I feel like Lance Bass is probably in the mix, at least.
Yeah.
You know,
because it's hard. Because
he's a huge super fan, too.
You can't get, like, high up celebs. So it's kind of. I would love to see Chrissy Teigen.
Shane Dawson.
That would be my pick. Chrissy Teigen.
Or, like, Kris Jenner would be weird, too.
Oh, my God, that would be weird.
That would be fun.
But it would be good.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for Chen Chatter.
Yay!
All right, why don't we go ahead and move on to Power of Tweeto.
Oh, yes. Power of Tweeto.
Yes, this is my favorite segment.
Yes, okay, so let's see here. Clinical said, that's a nice 4-4 vote you got there. It would be a real shame if someone were to ruin it. So I love this because clearly for the past three seasons, all of these people gave the winning vote.
Yes.
And, you know, because of Davon and because of Cody... Paul didn't win.
Yeah.
And because of Bailey, clearly, Tyler didn't win. So it's kind of epic. They were the deciding vote.
Okay, but it's not, they're not the deciding vote. Right. Like, they're not, it's the way that they, like, pulled the keys out. But, like, they're not the final vote. Listen,
if you're the first person that goes to jury, then you're the deciding vote because your key is always pulled last. So I guess that's hashtag goals. Hilarious. Next one. Okay, Anthony, I just love his tweet so much. He says, if a man I knew for 3 weeks while on a ridiculous television show that isn't real life proposed to me on national TV after not seeing me for 70 days, not only would I say no, I would have to break up with him and suggest that he sees a therapist.
Oh, my God.
He went in. That's hilarious. Now, though, it's kind of funny that he's calling the show ridiculous because he won the show before, so that money wasn't ridiculous, but it's kind of funny though. I mean, I don't think that Swaggy is insane, but it does, when you break it down like that, it does kind of seem like nonsense.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Next.
The direct deposit isn't ridiculous.
Right. Love this. So basically, you can't see it because it was actually on the tweet, but it says, we love Julie's emojis because Tyler has never surfed a day of his life. So basically, she literally has like all these beach and like surfer emojis, and someone's like, yeah, but he doesn't. I don't know if he does or not, but I thought that was hilarious.
Well, also, too, that Julie picked Tyler to win when she went on Off the Block with Ross and Marissa. She picked Tyler to win. That's crazy. Anyway.
Fascinating. Okay, last one, I believe. Eric was like, Marissa to Fessy, you know JC called you a big dumb puppet in DR. And Fessy goes, you know JC has like 6 TMC articles written about him, right? Fessy for the win for the first time.
Yeah, like, finally he's thinking. Yeah, finally. After the game's over. happy.
That was so good.
Gosh.
But I think that's a good segue to America's favorite player.
Yes,
Tyler wins.
Well, and it was just amazing to see how shocked he was, you know.
Yeah. And you know what, my theory about this is, I think as viewers outside of the Big Brother house, like outside of the game, we respect gameplay more than when you're in it. And Morgan has said time and time again, when you're in the house, it's so much different.
Yes.
So emotions come into play so much more when you're in the house. Just goes to show that it's so much more different. It's so much different when you get in there. It's all about emotions. So I think everybody loved Tyler because they love seeing vicious gameplay. Makes for good TV.
It does.
But it doesn't make for a good feeling when you're on the opposite end of the knife.
Of course.
That's so true. Like, I loved it. And though I would say one thing about Tyler's gameplay, it wasn't vicious from the beginning. And I think that America really got on board. And I don't think that his gameplay was ever really vicious. No. I think that that's a bit dramatic. I think that it got... he started to lie, and it started to be disingenuous.
Yeah.
So when that switch happened, it was like, But when I tell you, like, I was getting emotional, like, looking at him get emotional, like, he actually was, like, fighting back tears, and he said, I don't know if y'all can hear him, he was like... he told Bretta something. He was like, I thought, like, America hated me.
Yeah.
So the fact that, you know, he's like, wow, like, he got validated in that moment that I did play a good game. Yeah. And I love that.
Well, before we go, I just want to ask you guys, we want to get a little nostalgic. What do you guys think that your favorite moment of Big Brother 20 was?
Oh, my favorite moment was definitely seeing Caitlyn fail miserably at that battle back
home. I was going to say that!
She couldn't put the puzzle together. That just, like, warmed my heart in the worst way.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, oh, girl, you have 5 minutes to put together a 3-piece puzzle.
They did it so you could win.
Right,
like,
exactly.
They did it so,
that
you could
was
do
funny.
It.
That was probably like the most devastating
That was
moment.
A devastating moment. I think, well, in all seriousness, I think that my favorite moment, basically any time that Fessy made a dumb move. Maybe the Fessy...
God, you're stealing all of them.
The Fessy-Scotty thing, whenever Fessy evicted Scotty.
That was indescribable.
I was like, this is so good and bad, which is like my favorite part of Big Brother, is whenever you see these things that are so cringy and awful.
Well, the fact that he did that is just like, I mean, it was almost as like epic as Dan's funeral. Like, it really was. Like, you have to, you can't believe that this is even happening.
Yeah.
What about you, Jess?
That's so true. It's so hard because I would just say,
I have one more.
Yeah, maybe the best thing was just seeing Tyler's being inside of his head, getting to experience inside of his head as he was making those moves.
Yeah,
he was making some very strategic, smart, planned out moves, and we got to hear about him. Yeah. You know, and then of course, because I love to be shady, another favorite moment of mine is when Angela was out on her high horse about Bailey being the hacker, she's going to soon learn that she wasn't.
That was great. Also, backdooring Brett, and when they straightened Tyler's hair.
That he looked like Shelley even more.
Yeah.
I would say Haley the hacker, though, too. When she revealed that she was a hacker, I was like, what are you doing? Anyway, go ahead.
My favorite moment from last night's episode was how the bungee jumping was literally like dragging JC on the floor.
Funny.
It made me laugh out loud so hard. Yeah. I was like, this is epic.
It's like, I guess I should have practiced jumping more. Gosh,
every time
hysterical.
It like dragged him.
Okay, what's your favorite?
I think Haley saying that she was the hacker was like a crazy good. I did also, I mean, genuinely, I really liked kind of the evolution of Angela from becoming from furniture to like an actual human, and like being, you know, she has a heart. Like, it was cool, but she could play that. She was very multifaceted. Thank you.
It was nice to see different sides of her, and I do. And the best thing about her, honestly, is that she owns it.
Yeah.
I mean, even down to the last comp about being what was the odd cast.
Yeah,
hers was
all
about getting
the
vicious.
Odd cast. Yeah,
playing the vicious game.
All right, you guys, that's it for us. I just want to take a minute and thank you guys, everybody out there, for following along with us, commenting, watching with us this season. Oh, that's nice. You guys,
all good things must come to an end, right?
But you guys really are the reason that we do this, and you really make it worthwhile. So please keep watching us. Please keep watching AfterBuzz. We're very grateful to be here, and I want to thank you guys so much for coming on and joining this ridiculous panel.
Yeah.
So good.
We're ridiculous.
So for one final time, let's say our goodbyes.
Oh my God, guys, it's finally over. I mean, not finally. I wasn't looking forward to it. Oh my gosh. I'm Charles Connelly. You can follow me at Charles Connelly. This has been a wild ride. I cannot wait for season 21, and I'm sorry that we had to evict Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm gonna miss your one-liner. They're so good. They catch me off. It's been such an epic season. We love just engaging with you guys, and we love all your comments on our videos and commenting here because it engages the conversation and we can just expand our thoughts. So I love that. And I cannot wait. I mean, I guess we'll see them for Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes.
Oh, that's
Celebrity
coming up
Brother.
Soon. It's gonna be amazing. But we love you guys. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams. So please continue to reach out and tweet us.
All right, that's it. Morgan, we miss ya.
Miss
Come
you,
back
Morgan.
Soon.
Wait, who are you?
From outside the Big Brother house and inside AfterBuzz TV studios, I'm Bryce McClay. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice. We will see you this winter for Celebrity Big Brother.
Ooh, it's going to be chilly.
Good night.
Bye,
good night,
guys. Wait.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.